Unit 30. Talking about currencies. Dialogue 1. Good morning, Mr. Verne.
Good morning, Zhang Li. You said on the phone yesterday that you had some questions about the currency and the foreign exchange dealing.
Yes. With the growth of global trade, Chinese companies need foreign currencies for international transactions. So I'd like to know how many kinds of currencies there are in the world, and what are they?
There are a lot of currencies in the world, such as U.S. dollar, French franc, Swiss franc, pound sterling, Hong Kong dollar, florin, Canadian dollar, Japanese yen, renminbi, and so on.
Oh, I see. But what's the exchange rate? And how is the foreign exchange rate determined? I'd like to know more about it.
The price of one currency in terms of another is called the exchange rate. This rate fluctuates according to the dictates of supply and demand, within the limitations imposed by national and international monetary authorities.
Oh, now I have a clearer picture of foreign exchange. Thank you very much.
You are welcome anytime. Dialogue 2.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Bank of China. It is my pleasure to make your acquaintance. My name is He Wei.
Mr. He, the pleasure are all ours. We are honored to have the chance to visit your bank.
Bank of China is a state-owned enterprise and is a specialized foreign exchange bank of the People's Republic of China. And our bank has the longest history among the present banks in China. And now we pay much attention to our traditional business. We are the first to act as agency to handle international credit cards and traveler's check.
How many kinds of currencies can we change in the bank?
You can change U.S. dollar, Australian dollar, Canadian dollar, Singapore dollar, Hong Kong dollar, French franc, Swiss franc, florin, Japanese yen, and pound sterling.
Thank you, Mr. He. Thank you very much for your explanation.
Not at all. I am very glad to have all of you here. I hope you will come again.
I hope so. Goodbye.
Dialogue 3.
Hi, Professor Smith. How are you?
Fine. Don't you have lessons this morning?
No, I don't. But I want to ask a question of you. Are you free now?
I'm busy. But I would like to answer your question first. Go ahead, please.
On some formal bills, I noticed the amount of money is written in ordinary and capital form. What's the purpose of capital form? And what is the correct pattern for money unit and the amount?
Okay, it is a good question. The purpose of capital form is for checking up and to guarantee the accuracy of the amount. The formal pattern is currency plus amount plus money unit. For example, RMB 550 yuan, 8 jiao, 5 fen.
Oh, I see, but how can I... Ring, ring. I have another question. I will come here tomorrow. Thank you, Professor. Bye-bye.
You are welcome anytime. Bye-bye.
Dialogue 4.
Hi, Professor. How's everything going today?
Fine. I'm ready for your second question. What's that?
My second question is still about money. In ordinary form, is there a blank space between the currency and the amount?
No, there is not. For example, we should write HK space dollar space 4786 instead of HK dollar space 4786.
Oh, I see. Is there anything I should be aware of when writing money amount?
On some formal bill, the capital form should begin with say and end with only to highlight the amount. For instance, say 5,085 pounds, 6 pence only.
That's interesting. Can you show me another example?
Sure. Say 6,077 U.S. dollars only.
I get a better understanding of foreign currencies through your explanation. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You are welcome. Come here if you have any questions. Bye-bye.